From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Pakistani police say a roadside bombing has killed six people, including three foreigners in the northwest part of the country. At least 32 people were reportedly hurt in today's attack. A convoy was heading to an inauguration ceremony for a girls' school when the remote-controlled bomb went off. Girls' schools and security forces are frequent targets of militants in northwest Pakistan. The nation's top military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, says he supports overturning the law barring gays from serving openly in the ranks. Mullen is the first senior military officer to publicly oppose the 1993 law known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Admiral Mullen says allowing gays to serve openly is the right thing to do. He told senators he served with gay and lesbian service members since 1968 when he graduated from the Naval Academy. Mullen says he's bothered they can't be honest about who they are.
No matter how I look at this issue, I cannot escape being troubled by the fact that we have in place a policy which forces young men and women to lie about who they are in order to defend their fellow citizens.
Congress is looking at repealing the law that has forced out thousands of service members. Pentagon officials will spend the next year studying how they'll put any new policy change into effect. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Seven men cleared of planning terror attacks in the Netherlands will face a new trial after the Dutch Supreme Court ruled they should not have been acquitted. Terry Schultz has details.
The seven were convicted in 2006 of being part of a homegrown radical Islamic terrorist network. Dutch prosecutors accused them of planning attacks on political figures, the parliament, and the national airport, among other targets. However, the decision was overturned 2 years later on grounds the men's activities were too loosely coordinated to fit the definition of a terror organization. Prosecutors appealed the dismissal to the Supreme Court, which has now said the Hague Appeals Court set the bar too high in its demand for proof of the organization's structure. One of the members of the group was convicted of shooting and slitting the throat of Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh in 2004. Mohamed Bouyeri is serving a life sentence for the murder, which was classified as an act of terrorism. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A law enforcement official says the Nigerian suspect in the failed Christmas Day attempted airliner attack has been cooperating with investigators for about a week now. The official says Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib has been providing good information about terrorist groups, and FBI agents are following up on that information. Al-Qaeda will try to attack the U.S. in the next 3 to 6 months, that according to senior U.S. intelligence officials. CIA Director Leon Panetta told the Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday that the terrorist organization is deploying operatives to this country to launch new attacks on American soil, including new recruits who have no background in the world of terrorism. From Washington, this is NPR News. A new report shows charitable giving to colleges and universities plummeted last year. Donations dropped an average 11.9% nationwide. That's the steepest drop in 30 years. The Council for Aid to Education says individual giving was down both in terms of the amount of money given and the number of people doing the giving. Stanford University held its top spot for the most donations with $640 million, followed by Harvard, Cornell, and the University of Pennsylvania. China is once again voicing its strong opposition to President Obama's planned meeting with the Dalai Lama, saying it will hurt U.S.-China relations. The White House says the president intends to go through with that meeting, as we hear from Barry Schwide.
A White House spokesman says the president advised the Chinese during a trip last year that he intends to meet with the Dalai Lama. The date will be announced as the meeting approaches, says Deputy Spokesman Bill Burton, calling the Dalai Lama an internationally respected cultural and religious figure. At the same time, the spokesman said the U.S. considers Tibet to be part of China. Relations with China have been rocky lately. U.S. intentions to provide Taiwan with weapons are one reason. But Burton says it's a mature relationship, suggesting thereby that it can survive ups and downs. At the same time, the White House official said the U.S. is concerned about human rights conditions in Tibet. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
Americans were drinking more last year, but were steering clear of top-shelf liquor. An industry group report says people bought cheaper brands and drank more at home rather than going to expensive bars and restaurants. While the amount of liquor sold by suppliers inched up, consumers are buying less boutique labels. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.